Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Monday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio Show. I'm Naima Latif, executive producer, and in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by our team of hosts to talk about an issue that you need to think about, because we're coming up to the buying season, and as a result, we're going to have a lot of decisions made about what to buy our children. So in just a moment, we'll be right back, and we'll talk about what you should be buying your children this season and why, and the effects of your decisions on the behavior of your children. Our host today, our Monday Morning Mindfulness host, is having a personal health day today, but of course, she'll be with us in spirit and maybe even in voice later on today, and we'll be right back in just a moment. And we want you to call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts as we take a look at this buying season and what it's going to mean as we make those decisions about certain popular games that have had a greater impact than what we realize. So certainly we want you to chime in, and we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. The Female Solution Global Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And, of course, we are looking forward to an exciting conversation. Going to have our team of hosts join us this morning. And, as always, we appreciate you for being a part of the solution. And one of the things that we have talked about is the fact that we as parents make decisions, and we also make choices, especially for our children who may not have the wherewithal to make good choices. And when we cave in to their demands without thinking clearly about how we are going to affect their lives with those choices, then sometimes we as parents make decisions that don't often turn out in the best interest of our children. And when we do that, we see results in their behavior. There's been a rise in what you would say is youth violence. And sometimes people look at what's happening in the world and they say, well, this must be as a result of racism, perhaps the inequities, the lack of jobs. But lately, the kinds of crimes haven't been so much about trying to get money as it is trying to get a thrill. And when we realize that our children are having fun doing acts of violence, we have to ask ourselves, how did that come about? And what are we doing or not doing that's causing them to enjoy inflicting pain on others? So we want to take a look at this morning. And, of course, we want to bring in our regular Monday morning mindfulness message of deep breathing. And once we've had our breathing exercise to relax our minds, then after the break, we're going to bring in our team of hosts. And we want you to call in and participate, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will certainly get your comments. One of the reasons why our Monday morning host does these breathing exercises is to relax the mind and the body, and to energize the cells, because our brains function so much better when we're in that relaxed state. So if we are able to understand the process of decision making and the fact that you need to be in the right frame of mind, then once we relax our mind, once we are able to think clearly, then we're able to discern what really makes sense. And we're also able to be objective when certain things are questioned. And certainly, if we understand the process of decision-making, then we also might understand how to influence those around us who are not making sound decisions. And we also can understand that they may be influenced by the barrage of entertaining commercials that strive to influence our thoughts. So if we are going through a process of deciding what we want to give our children this holiday season based on whether or not the game is something that they are demanding because it is highly publicized and advertised, and we're feeling the pressure as a parent, and we're not really keeping track of what these things are and what the objective of the game may be, or even how this game may influence behavior, then we can make some unthinking decisions, unknowing that what we're doing is perhaps adding not to their well-being, but to their making of bad choices. And the best children can end up making bad choices. So we want to keep that in mind as we prepare to bring on our team of hosts. But first, we want you to relax. And we want you to sit up in your chair. And we want you to prepare to clear your mind, because in order to be in a meditative state and produce the relaxed brain waves that give you inspiration, you need to clear your mind of all thoughts and clear your mind of all worries. The breath of life is exactly that. It's a breath of life. And that which we call God is in the very breath of life we take. So it's a communing with the creative force of the universe. And so we want to commune with this force. And we want you to be at your highest vibration as you breathe in that life force energy. So, relax. Sit up in your chair. Feet flat on the floor. Relax your arms. You can place them on your knees. We don't advocate you do some kind of contortion, try to, you know, cross your legs some kind of strange way and end up pulling a muscle. Just be relaxed. Relax with your back resting against your chair. And we want you to breathe in slowly. It's a slow intake breath. Close your eyes so that there's no visual stimulation that is distracting your mind. Just relax and breathe in to the count of five. Slow intake. Through the nose, and then breathe out to the count of five. Visualization is important because your mind is the most powerful tool that you have to create. So you want to visualize a relaxing scene, something that calms your mind, because you are in fact affecting brainwave with your imagination. Perhaps see yourself at that last relaxing place. Maybe it was by the lakeside, on the beach. Maybe you watched the waves as the sun was high in the sky and the sound of the birds, very peaceful. Breathe in. Count of five. Breathe out with your mouth. Blow the air out. Now imagine as you breathe in with this next breath, imagine that all of the air is coming into every part of your body. Coming into your lungs, and going through your arms, your torso, and your legs, nourishing every part of your body. Breathe in. And to the count of five, and breathe out. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have. And when you think thoughts that distress your mind, it distresses the entire body. So you must control your thoughts so that you remain in a state of peace. Because this is what heals your body. Distressing thoughts distress your mind, body, and spirit. So you must cleanse your mind of distressing thoughts and visualize that which brings peace as you breathe in. The count of five. Breathe out. Visualize now, as you're breathing in, that what you're breathing in is white, pure light, the brightest light, the light of the sun. And when you breathe out, visualize that you're breathing out all impurities, even if it's a gray smoke, you're breathing it out, all stress. You're breathing out all memories that made you feel bad. You're breathing out all emotions that were unpleasant, anger, resentment. You're breathing it out. Breathing in white, pure light. Count of five, breathe in, and breathe out all impure air, thoughts, and feelings. Breathe out. Relax. This relaxation is something you should do every morning before you start your work day, because it sets the tone. So think about what you may have done in the morning. You want to get up in the morning and see what the news is and see how the traffic is. And in the course of doing this, you're ingesting all of the stress that shapes your day. if you're listening to bad news, if you're listening to crime and violence, then that's setting the tone. That's not what you want to ingest in the morning. You're ingesting, just as you're ingesting air, you're ingesting thought, you're ingesting images, you're ingesting the vibration of those images. So choose every morning to ingest something that's going to relax you. That's why your morning meditation must clear your mind and set your mind toward peace. Because whether you work from home or you're leaving your house to work from another location, you're bringing with you the vibrations that you have ingested with whatever images and information you chose to receive. So choose to control the images in your mind. Choose to create images that relax your mind. Choose to breathe in the light, the love, the joy of the creative energy we call God. Choose to breathe it in and let go of all thoughts and feelings that are not of this positive energy. Choose every day to do this and empower yourself with the energy of the Creator. Breathe in to the count of five. Slowly through your nose. And breathe out through your mouth slowly. Breathe in. Slowly breathe out. By the lakeside, watching the water, hearing the seagulls, seeing the brightness of the sun, the glitter of the sun on the waves, the peaceful sound. Seagulls. Now, of course, if you live someplace where there is no lake and you don't have that, then imagine yourself in a field of grass, trees, and you're hearing the chirping of the birds, so peaceful. And you're sitting quietly in this atmosphere of peace. Breathe in. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. That you have set your mind at peace. Now you're ready to receive higher learning. And this is an exercise that some schools have become to understand that can help their children. There are some schools that begin their day with morning meditation. And as a result, the children are less hyper less anxious, more relaxed, and able to receive learning. So if you are starting your day in a way that gives you peace of mind, then you are actually empowering your brain to absorb greater information. And when you do that, you are, in fact, strengthening your capacity to learn and create and to be inspired. So if you do this, you will find that you work more efficiently and you also are able to inspire others, to affect others. Your very presence affects others. So this is an opportunity to create the reality that you experience. So we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we will share thoughts from our team of hosts, and we will certainly share your thoughts as we prepare for this buying season. And we ask the question, what games are you buying for your children and why? And we want you to think deeply about this, because as parents, we are responsible. We are responsible for what we put into the minds of our children. And we are responsible for the outcome of what we plant in their minds. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stay with us and call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with 4 legs. A child is a human being person with 2 legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, persons, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And we're back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, sitting in for our Monday Morning Mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. And, of course, she had to take a personal health day today, but as always, she's with us in spirit. And we want you to call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we will certainly take your thoughts. We've got a few people that have joined us with comments on Facebook, and certainly our Monday Morning Mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. She says, Grand Rising, and thanks for guest starring this AM. She's listening in, and we appreciate that. And, of course, as always, we send you love, light, and rejuvenation through all of your body. And our dear sister, Susie Mayberry Parker, says greetings. And we've got greetings also from our dear sister, Debbie Green, Dr. Debbie. And you got to listen to her every Thursday and really get some peace of mind, especially if you have been through an emotional challenge. And thank you so very much for all that you do. And Dr. Debbie Green says, Grand Rising, Queen Debbie, thank you as well. We appreciate you. And our sister Susie Mayberry Parker says, most parents have invested time in planting good seeds and direction for their children. There has been outside influences by school, friends, neighbors, and society, news, and TV programs. And that is a critical issue we want to talk about, because we most certainly have an impact on what happens in our home. But think about, what are you bringing into your home? And this is what we want to look at today as we talk about the impact of what we bring in our homes willingly for our children to use as amusement. And we want to talk about the impact of the decisions that we make when it comes to the games that we give them for fun. And what are we teaching them with those games? Yes, greatness rising. We are all rising to greatness. Ashe, ashe. And we have so much that we can do when it comes to having fun in our homes with our children. We most certainly can enjoy board games that teach strategy. We can enjoy ball games that you know, teach physical fitness and hand-eye coordination. We can enjoy all kind of things. I mean, even games like Twister, I mean, if you remember that, where you know, right foot blue, left hand red, you know, all that, and you twist it around. It's fun, you know, and it loosens you up, something that the whole family can get involved with, and just relax and be silly together for a while. There's so many games you can play, checkers, that even teaches you some strategies and thinking, you know, planning. There are a lot of things, a lot of word games. There's so many different word games that are out now that teach you how to think of a word, associated with a word, and, you know, word games like Total Recall, where you have to remember items and you know, list the items that you just saw. I mean, all kinds of things, or list the words that you just heard. So there are so many things that are out there for upliftment of our children. So when we make choices to do something else, and when we see our children heavily involved in activities that are not wholesome, and we're wondering, where did they get these ideas? Now, of course, we're coming up to the Halloween weekend, and we know that this is, you know, it's one of the big candy-selling weekends. I mean, if you haven't figured out American culture by now, it's all about finding ways to sell people stuff. So Halloween candy, costumes, you know, sell it. I mean, that's what it is. It's about marketing. But you have some children who use this weekend as a time, they use the Halloween celebration as a time to create havoc, to make mischief, to do vandalism, to harm people, throwing, what, eggs on people and egging cars. And why would you do that? Why would you think that's fun? As our last Wednesday guest explained, holidays like Halloween are times when crime escalates. And in the name of fun, we have seen horrible things done. So think about the movies that are looked at as amusing entertainment. The Halloween stories where people are stabbed and slashed and killed in horrific ways. Scary movies. We're bringing that into our home. We're choosing to bring that into our home. It's not happening to us. We're bringing it into our home, so that it's inside the mind of our children. We talked about what you put in your mind. So we're choosing to put this into the minds of our children. We want you to call us, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. We're going to be joined by our team of hosts as we look at some of the games that are being marketed this holiday season. And certainly if we have our children begging us to buy something that's popular, then if we don't examine what that game is, we could be buying something that's encouraging destructive behavior. Do you really want to do that? And why? So Susie says design a T-shirt with their affirmative on it and their name on it. Now this, of course, is a very powerful suggestion when you think about clothing that we buy our children, and sometimes the slogans that are on it or the words that are on it. Now just imagine when you see an affirmation and it has your name. Say if you've got a son named Malik and the shirt says, Malik, you are a powerful young man. Now just imagine people reading that every day, and that's going into your son Malik's brain. How powerful is that? Now, we've seen some shirts that have profanity on it. We've seen shirts that have images that are inappropriate. We've seen images that have words that if you said the word, it's like you're saying something negative about the person wearing the shirt. And we have seen people wearing clothing that really could be considered obscene, and in the name of free speech, they choose to do that. So why are we choosing? And, of course, Susie Mayberry Parker suggests that we stop supporting people and things that don't support us. Now, that's what we want to talk about today, because there are certain things that really should not be sold as children's entertainment. And a lot of us aren't aware that much of the video games that we buy were originally designed as devices to train military officers, to prepare them mentally to kill. That's what these games were for. And they weren't really games. They were mind conditioning devices. We're not aware of that. So you take a device that's meant to condition a military person who's being trained to kill without conscience. It's training them to condition their mind to be able to see a human being as a target, not a living, breathing person, but a target, and to point and shoot the target in the areas that would cause a fatality. To do this mindlessly, that's what these video games were designed to do. Is that something that you want as a toy for your child? And why? We want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And in a moment, we're going to be joined by our wonderful Tuesday host to give us some thoughts. Right now, let's go to our phone lines and go to area code 863, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us today on The Female Solution.
Grand Rising. Two games for not only children but people of all ages that some people are probably already familiar with these two games. One is the all-time classics, Monopoly, which is good to give you some basis of financial literacy.
Right.
And the other one is I would call Monopoly on steroids, it's Cash Flow 101, the board game, and it's Cash Flow 202. That's a little bit more sophisticated. But Cash Flow 101 teaches people, it can be children too, accounting, different aspects of financial literacy. It's more involved in the game Monopoly. Like I said, it's a board game. It's fun to play. It's a teaching tool. And along with the board game Cash Flow, this guy Robert Kiyosaki came up with invented the board game, him and a partner of his. There's a book that he wrote called Cash Flow for Kids. So along with that book, Cash Flow, he's written a whole series called the Rich Dad series, but he's got one particular book called Cash Flow for Kids. So they can read that book as well as play the Cash Flow board game. And I would say anybody of any age, if you get on that board for the average person, that game will probably put you about 25 years ahead of the average person, financial literacy-wise.
Mm.
So I recommend those two games for children.
Well, I concur. I've read a bit of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. I think it definitely is excellent in teaching financial literacy, which I think is critical in this society that children understand, I guess kind of you'd say the science of finance in this society, you know, making, buying, and investment decisions. I think that it's good to get them thinking in terms of how the system works so that they can enrich themselves. So, and plus these are games that involve, you know, more than just yourself. I think any game that you have that encourages group participation is good, and it encourages discussion about it. It brings a kind of family unity. You know, you can have the young ones and the old ones playing together. So I agree. I think those kinds of games are helpful, and they encourage mental acuity. You know, it encourages thought and strategy and planning, which is what life is about. So I agree.
And matter of fact, the Kiyosaki with the primary idea with the Cash Flow board game, and even Monopoly to a certain degree, is you make your mistakes, financial mistakes, on the board where you don't have any real loss at all. And then, you take what you learn from the board game and then you apply it to real-life situations.
Right. So that's what we want our children to be able to do, to be able to apply lessons to real life and to understand when they've made an error what the consequences are. I mean, how many adults get into their middle ages and realize they haven't put together savings, they spent all their money, they don't have any investments, they don't have anything that's paying them, whereas, you know, a board game that can teach you how to create, you know, passive income, you know, all these things that the lessons that are taught on the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book series, which, you know, that's another thing that can be got books, you know, reading material, something for the mind, you know, buy the gift of something educational or even a video that teaches things. But yes,
right.
I agree that playing a game that simulates the kind of financial decisions you need to make in life is so enriching and so empowering. So thank you for that suggestion. We're going to go to area code 27 and get your thoughts. Grand Rising, thank you for joining us. What's your name and tell us your thoughts about what games are you buying for your children and why? First of all, do you have children? Area code 314-677. Take your phone off mute. Area code 314-677, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing? No.
Oh, yes. Oh, there
how
you are.
Doing,
okay. Yes. Okay. I think you're probably at the, in the grandfather stage now, right? More than children, right?
No, yeah, that's been there for a while. You know, we talk about games, and I heard L.A. make mention of the old board game of Monopoly, which is good. And then you got Strategio. We used to play when we was kids. But the really advanced board games, if I could name one, would be Go. It's G-O. And it's a the world's greatest Go player was pitted up against artificial intelligence. Intelligence Alpha Blue, which was produced by IBM, I believe, I'm not sure. And of course, artificial intelligence beat him, which was a world event. Maybe you know about it, but no, that's a good introduction for young people too. I think it has better purpose than surely checkers and even chess. Then there's other things that children should be introduced to in order to increase their performance and retention. And it has individualized assessment and learning. And that's another system called ALEKS, A-L-E-K-S. You do those individual assessments on basketball and football, or we don't do it when it comes down to academics and learning and skill assessment. And I think that that is something that's missing. There's one other called Brilliant, B-R-I-L-L-I-A-N-T. Brilliant. Now, Alex and Brilliant, you have to subscribe to. It's not free. It's about $25 a month. But ALEKS, for instance, will assess your child and see exactly, and it's not exactly, but it sees where, lets you know what level of work they are doing. And then it will provide lesson plans that will take them up to wherever you want to go and stop. It covers the areas of math, science, for sure. And
wow.
The thing about ALEKS, A-L-E-K-S, when you enter into, yeah, A-L-E-K-S, and when you enter into college and you take it, for instance, like engineering program, they tell you that you have to enroll in ALEKS online, and when time comes for you to be tested, you have to score online in a particular area, and that information is forwarded to the college. And also, you know, on orientation day when you go to college, especially if you take an engineering in the sciences, they give you a math test. And you have to score within a certain area. If not, the math subjects in the coursework toward that degree, you have to drop down into lower levels until you can master them before you are exposed to those of the degree that you're taking, the major that you're taking. And see, here's another thing, too.
Wow. That sounds
intense. One with their child should have made up through these processes of assessment and studying and due diligence of what the trends are going to be. One should have made that college major's decision up by at least the ninth grade, going into the ninth grade. Why is that good, Naima? Because you can have chose your college based on the facilities it has, the resources that it has. You know, for instance, if you go deal in energy or gas, well, LSU has over $100 million expansion to its engineering department. And then there's others, too. But you can go online and look at the course work, even the books that's required for those classes. Why is that good? Well, because you can start exposing your ninth grade child to that coursework and that book 4 years before they are required to do so. That's called planning, strategic planning at that. Doing this will help you to come out of college in 4 years rather than six. Of course, if you have to go 6 years, that means you're going to pay 50% more in tuition, thus by accumulating college loan debt, which is a major topic today.
Wow.
You know,
hold that thought.
You know,
quick break. Hold that. Well, hold that thought. We're gonna come back to you in just a moment after our quick break, because I want to look at games that actually enhance things like preparation for college that are fun and interesting. But definitely building the mind as opposed to turning the mind in other ways that could be destructive. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm going to bring in our co-hosts and more of your callers and ask you the question about this buying season on this Monday morning mindfulness. What games are you buying for your children this season and why? And we'll talk about some of those that you may want to reconsider. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Back, you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naeem Latif, sitting in for our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. And as she says about worry, you know, we have so much stress that we create in our lives, and we need to relax and release that stress. Well, you know, fun and games is one way to do that. And this is great because we're approaching that season where people have chosen to buy gifts and toys for their children. And some toys, some games are going to be very popular and have been very popular. And each game can teach something, but some games can teach something you may not want your child to know. So, Bianca, you were telling us about the game that can prepare children for college, for thinking, for tests, for, you know, experiences in life. And what was the name of that again for those parents who are looking to perhaps inspire their young people?
Well, one is Brilliant, B-R-I-L-L-I-E-T. It's
B-R-I.
Yeah, like brilliant. You're a brilliant person. Just brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it features problems and courses in mathematics, physics, quantitative finance, and computer science. And it can be exposed to young people to prepare them and make them use innovative thoughts. And then I was telling you about ALEX. ALEX is for tutoring and assessment that includes some course material in mathematics, chemistry, introductory statistics, and business. And what it's really designed for is to assess an individual and see where their strengths are and where their weaknesses are based on the grade level that you're supposed to be at. So if your report card from the school tells you your child is doing fourth grade work and you have them assess, for instance, with ALEKS, and they say, no, they're only doing third grade work, well, then it will provide your child with the material questions and so on that brings them up to the level that they should be and beyond.
Well, I think that's something, especially for those parents that are homeschooling, they need to definitely think about that. I'm going to bring another person into this conversation. We got a few more callers here, and, of course, Kwame Sumhor says that's a brilliant math and science practice problems is the website, I believe, brilliant.org, you can go to. And I'm going to go to area code 847-738, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us on the Female Solution. Give us your name and where you're calling from and your thoughts.
Good morning, Naima. It's Jody Susan.
Oh, there you are. Yes. I was trying to bring you on visually, but I know you're moving around, so I know
I'm packing up, and I thought it might be a safer bet just to call in versus the visual of me packing up my clothes, having the bird poop on my shoulder, those things. So.
Yes, I understand.
Just saying. So, you know, I have a lot of thoughts on all of this, and actually I've had these thoughts since I was a child. And when it came to Christmas, and we celebrated Hanukkah at the time, I, first of all, didn't feel that we should be exchanging presents. And the reason was because nobody got along. And so I thought it was inauthentic for everybody to be giving out gifts like it meant something when we hadn't gotten down to the brass tacks of having a conversation without throwing a punch, you know, energetically, verbally, or physically.
Oh, I get you.
So there's that. Secondly, I will say this. In 2014, I was my first year of being disabled because I was disabled for 3.5 years. And when Halloween came around, I wanted to not hand out candy because I knew about the impact of sugar on your brain, you know, lighting up 8 pleasure centers of the brain. And it's, you know, of course, that was my reasoning then, now that I know how dangerous sugar is in this. I wanted to hand out pencils that had a Halloween motif, and I had an inspirational quote by Nelson Mandela about I forget his exact quote, but basically.
I think I know what you're talking about when he's about. You know, your fear is that you're
about
going
playing
to be
small,
you know, and magnificent. No, all that. Yeah.
The quote was about playing small.
Oh, playing
small. You know,
yeah.
How we don't
yeah.
Play
I thought. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is back in 2014. I'm thinking, you know, we're spending our money and our time and our energy with our children, not in a way that helps them to rise up. And so I think that, you know, if there are parents listening, and I am not a parent, I've adopted lots of kids, but, you know, not a parent, consider what the future will look like for your child based upon what you feed them with, so, you know, like that. So not what you just feed them with food, but thoughts, right, energy, behaviors. And so if we can be mindful about what we share and how we educate our kids in the home, And, you know, how important are gifts? They're really not. Unless you give the gift of listening, the gift of love, the gift of sharing, the gift of collaboration and happiness and joy and peace. Those are the gifts that I'm looking for every time. So, just saying.
I did something crazy trying to bring in a comment, so I temporarily disconnected my StreamYard people. I apologize for those who were watching on Facebook. I was trying to bring in a comment, but Susie Mayberry Parker was saying that she agrees with you basically that what has to happen is that, you know, we need to just revoke all of the you know, all of the materialism and everything, and just, you know, do something constructive, like start a family business or, you know, something that's going to be productive, because what we're doing now is not productive. So
Naima, can you hear me?
Yes.
What she said is really good.
We were just saying that Susie Mayberry Parker was saying that we need to get away from all the materialism and, you know, do something that's going to be productive, like starting a family business. And you know, she asked, has anybody created a new share it on Facebook, call in, comment, if you've created a game, because some people, you know, we've got some creative people out there. So you're about to say something, Priyanki, before I take this next call. Go right ahead.
I'm not going to say what your caller said is very excellent. The gift. Because that learning of giving gifts can also bring life. Upon your death, you may want to become an organ donor from eyes, skin, heart, that will provide others with the ability to continue on with their life. You know, another thing, too. We talk about, we look at the number of children that's in orphan homes that stay there from childhood until adult. Well, that's because so many of us have never exercised the ability to offer comfort. Offering comfort is a gift, too. To take in a orphaned child, to take in a student that has came from abroad and give them a home while they go through the tedious task of learning while in another country. So just those two alone falls in line with what you were talking about.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yes. There's so many positive things that we can do. If we're going to give gifts, like you say, the children from the orphanages, you know, get rid of all, and we talked about this among our hosts, you know, you have so many things in your home. I know my house is full of clutter. This year, why don't you, instead of going out buying something else, get rid of all of the, I mean, not old, broken, dirty stuff, but things that, you know, especially if your children are already grown, they're gone, they, you know, you're on grandchildren now, or whatever the case may be, or they just, they've outgrown their interest in these toys, and they're just sitting there taking up space. Give them to a child that doesn't have, you know, take them to an orphanage, take them to, you know, a children's hospital. Take them somewhere where they can be appreciated and you can be giving and it will mean something, as opposed to the whole consumerism and feeling the pressure to buy something else. And of course, Susie also reiterates what I think Kwame Sunhorse told us. The website for that game that Bianchi was talking about is brilliant.org. So that's a website you want to go to and consider that game and also consider what effect you want whatever you get for your child to have. Let me go to, we got a couple of callers here. Go to area code 706202. Grand Rising, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments.
Grand Rising. My name is Kwame Sunhorse. I'm sitting here in stolen land of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia. And I thank my brother for speaking and giving a brilliant presentation about what we call education. Education is a Latin word meaning inducere, meaning to bring out what the child is born with. And being able to give them the tools and the toy box to play and to build that which they came on the planet to do. And these are the charges that we look at in saying how we miseducated our children and how we have allowed someone else to train their brain to think outside of our culture and our community. Yes, we have the part of the world, but the part of the first world is overstanding who are you, who are your people, and what have you done in the world. And that gives them a foundation because, you know, our ancestors say you got to know where you come from to know where you can go. So it's looking at that because I found my great-great-grandmother, and she went to college, HBCU there in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And I have her teaching certificates from 1908 through 1915 because she taught in a colored school. And these are the tools that enable us to see that we have all the possibilities. And this is what we're needing and playing with what we're giving our children is Wi-Fi crack. And that addictive tool that we have created in technology can either be a construct all in the way that it's given to the child to use. Because if you look at Silicon Valley, they do not allow their children to use computers in their educational system. So how is it that the people
In Silicon Valley, they don't.
I can't hear you.
In Silicon Valley, they don't allow their children to use. Yeah.
They don't allow their children to use computers. They teach them with book, paper, and pencil.
Wow. Fantastic.
If you go
online,
that's
how it's supposed to be.
Right. But what we're given is these tools to think and giving our children these cell phones and these iPads and that. And this is why I call it Wi-Fi crack. Because if you look at what it does to the brain in releasing endorphins and making that child, just as you were talking about sugar, it is the new sugar. And so what we're needing to do is what my brother is saying is being able to give them the tools to bring out. I remember my grandson, and I took him to Game Shop, and I told him, I said, I'll buy you any game in here that does not deal with killing. And the only game that I wound up buying him was the game of chess to teach him about life.
Brilliant, you know, brilliant for you to do that, but crazy. I mean, like, I'm tired of the violence. We don't even watch TV here anymore, you know, and when you look back in the years that I grew up, so, you know, I was born in the 60s, early 60s, and, you know, the Petries, I forget, Laura Petrie and Robert Petrie. They're a married couple. They don't even sleep in the same bed. You're not showing violence. I mean, and all of a sudden it's all okay to show people being killed, bloodshed, like all this stuff. And people are so used to all this. It's not cool. It's not cool at all.
Well, our Friday Health and Well-Being host, Beata, has joined us on Facebook Live, Grand Rising. Beautiful queen out there. And she has the nerve to throw in our face that we're in this cold weather by sitting here in her nice little beach lounge wear with trees in the background. Just rub it in. That's all right.
this is Florida. We're still in flip-flops here. Sorry.
I'll be one state over, Viola, as of Saturday we'll be in Georgia. We'll be one state over from you. So.
Oh, you got some weird
noise
in the background.
I'm sorry, somebody's noisy car just went by. What did you just say?
I said, as
what part
Saturday,
of Georgia?
We're going to be staying, I think, in Marietta or Norcross, I think, we're still looking for a home, but we'll be staying in a hotel in Norcross right now. So.
Okay. And Marietta is the new Atlanta.
It is. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know. We're just trying to, you know, we're trying to find the best place for us right now, given, you know, what we do. And the houses are flying off the market. But that's not what this show is about. So we'll talk about all that later. But
yes.
I'll be one state over from Vienna soon. There you go.
And the southern-based warm weather host down there. Well, that's all right. one of the things. Before I take this next call at area code 617, I want to just read this brief report where the question was: do violent video games lead to violence? And
okay, answer yes.
Let
me go to a quick break, and then I'll get both of you all's thoughts on that. Because it says, a long-standing debate over whether violence depicted in video games can trigger real-world violence has taken on renewed vigor in the wake of mass shootings in recent years. The gunman who killed 22 people and injured four others at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, on August 3rd, made a fleeting reference to a video game, Soldiers, indicating that he was familiar with video violence. And many politicians were quick to blame video games, this and other mass shootings. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Some are saying, look, they're just games. You know, they can improve your hand-eye coordination as you shoot. Some are saying, yeah, but they're, you
okay,
know,
so does tennis.
Tennis
improves your hand-eye coordination, as does baseball, and you don't have to kill anybody. Just saying.
There are ways to get hand-eye coordination without killing people. But we'll talk about that. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back. I'll open all your mics as soon as we return after this break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and area code 678. We're coming to you after the break as well. And, of course, we're going to get thoughts from our hosts, our Friday hosts and our Tuesday hosts, and, of course, all the others who have called in and written in on Facebook. We'll get your thoughts as we have asked the question today, what games are you buying for your children this season and why? We'll be right back after this last break, so stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif,
Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naeem Latif, sitting in for our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, who's taking a good personal health day, and we send you love, light, and photo body rejuvenation. Absolutely. And, of course, we did our best to carry on your Monday morning mindfulness breathing exercises, because it's important to start the week with relaxation. So we hope that we helped. And as we look at what we put into our children's minds every day, the beginning of the day, and we look at what we bring into our homes, is this really what we want to put into our children's minds? Now, of course, there are a whole lot of games they can play in their spare time that stimulate their minds. Susie Mayberry Parker has shared a couple of her favorites. Skip was played by who's made by Uno. Uno was also a fun card game. So she certainly says that, you know, these are the things that are wholesome that we can consider. And she says also, the first Atar game has she said, in terms of, has anybody come up with a game? The first Atari game has a movie called Black Mirror. Check it out. Netflix exposed it. So that's a game that, well, let's see, maybe that's one of those games that is a video game that could have an impact. And we've asked, have violent video games been responsible for the upsurge in violence? So, well, let's go to area code 678-634, Grand Rising. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your thoughts.
Good morning. This is Dr. Debbie Green. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Debbie Green, another Southerner down there in Georgia. Yes. Well, I appreciate your point of view as one who sees a lot of mental states as a physician, one who has seen some aberrant behavior. In your opinion, and of course you're a mother as well, right?
Yes.
In your opinion, do violent games actually influence more aggressive behavior?
They absolutely do, yes. And there is such a, for adolescents especially, from the ages of 12 to 17, there is a mental illness associated with that. And it's actually based on, you know, the video games and addiction. It is actually an addiction that causes irregularity, not just in thinking, but also in mood. And the thing about it, if it's a violent video game, anything that has to do with, you know, any type of violence, it doesn't matter what it is, anything that, any type of killing, using any type of object, any of those things, that instills what they call homicidal ideation. Homicidal ideation is actually a term to say self-destruction. Okay, self-destruction from the inside out. That means that it builds up rage. It builds up what they call hidden anger. And a person doesn't know it, that they're actually tuning their brain into an area of rage and impulsivity. And when they become that way, let's say, for example, that the parent took the video away, the child immediately thinks of it, immediately goes into impulse harm, which is, you know, they immediately feel threatened. The adrenaline starts to flow. Here comes that anger that I'm talking about and rage, and it builds up, and then it nearly comes outwardly. We've seen this in, you know, the mental health facilities, that children would knock holes in the walls. They will even threaten their own lives because they cannot have accessibility to the video. Believe it or not, it is real. So it changes the whole person. That's why it's so not. The thing about it is, you know, we blame society. We blame all of these people that actually produce this. But deep down inside, I'm going to tell you where it really lies. It lies in the parents' hands. Because when you introduce this to your child as early as 8 years old, you're creating something that you can't handle. You're creating something way beyond your human. Trust me, it can get very, very violent to the point where the child will then start looking at their mother and father, whoever raising them, as an imminent threat. And they have that homicidal ideation, I want to hurt you, I want to kill you, I hate you mentality. First, because of what they've learned. There's an area in the brain that doesn't differentiate. It doesn't know that this thing is dangerous. All it does, it's recorded. We have a recorder in our brain. Children learn by osmosis. Osmosis is the action of seeing, hearing, and recording. The subconscious records it. So what happens? What happens when a person learns homicide ideation at a very young age? They become extremely impulsive. They don't have the ability to hold back their emotions. They get what they call emotionally hijacked. And it continues on a process even in their later years. And that's a very dangerous thing. So I just wanted to give that comment there for you.
Well, we thank you so much, Dr. Debbie. I'm going to open up the other mics on the switchboard. And if you're on our switchboard and want to speak, please press 1. If you haven't spoken yet, I'll certainly come to you. But now, she said something.
You know what?
And you know what she's saying.
Yeah, what she's saying is actually right. You know what I experienced years ago when they started introducing computers in elementary school for learning? And you would have questions, and when you go through the questions and get them right, then the next thing pop on the screen is for you to be able to shoot the rabbits. And when you shoot the rabbits, you gain a score, and you try to get the highest score possible. So those things are really, really dangerous. And like the general was talking about, how what they don't do in Silicon Valley, it's best to introduce your child even to slide rules in the basics in math. Let me ask you a question real quick. What is 2 plus 2? Real quick.
4.
Why is it 4? Why? So in order to learn why it's 4, you have to learn what 1 is.
Right.
If you don't know what 1 is, then all you're doing is memorizing. And you don't want to be able to memorize. You want to be able to use analytical thoughts.
Right.
Well, okay, yes and to that. I want to tell you that yesterday I was at the grocery store, and I was doing the math in my head about what was a better purchase between this, you know, this cheese, right, the ounces and the price per ounce. So the guy at Jewel came over to me, one of the workers, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know we make it easier for you. We take out the guesswork. We tell you what it is per price right here on this little number here, price, you know, per piece or per pound or whatever. And I thought, that's really nice, but I'm called to do the math.
Hey.
Because I, you know, you got to keep your brain going.
You speculate, you know, 2 for 1, it might not really be the best price in terms of what you're actually spending per pound or liter or whatever the measurement is. But, you know, one thing that Dr. Debbie was saying, and that makes me recall, but when my daughter was in kindergarten, they had, you know, science, they had the students doing various science projects. And her kindergarten teacher did a science project with the class so that they could understand how to scientifically measure things. And they had a group of students. First, they would play with a nonviolent toy, such as, you know, a ball or a doll or something like that. And then they would play with a violent toy, like, you know, a board or a gun. What the students were to do was to observe as the students were playing with the different toys, how many aggressive acts of play did they see, like hitting, you know, kicking, you know, which toy produced the most violent kind of actions. And they were to tally, you know, each time they saw, you know, some kicking, hitting, pushing, after they played with the different kind of toys. So they were able to see scientifically that the toys that were violent, you know, boards, guns, that kind of thing, most people, now I'm going to close the mics so that we don't, I'm going to open your mics again so we don't get feedback. But those produced the most violent behaviors in the children. And so the conclusion was violent toys promote violent behavior. It induces violent behavior because you just got through playing with something that's a weapon, and then you're, you know, of course you're gonna fight. So that was, and I really admire, you know, her kindergarten teacher time, Makita Kaparu, at Betty Shabazz International Charter School, because that was one of those lessons you never forget. At 5 years old, you could see how you are shaping their interaction by what kind of toys you buy them. So parents, you know, like it was just said, it's in your hands. It's in your hands on what you're going to influence your children to do. So Beata, as I open the other mics, if you've got any background, I'll try to mute your phone if you got background noise. But I want our listeners to be able to participate. But Beata, what you were going to share, what your observance has been about violent games.
I think there has to just be balance in the home. Number one, if the parents are not connecting, interacting with the child, from my experience, I'm not a mental health professional, psychiatrist, psychologist, but I had raised two boys, and Nintendo was the game back then, mm-hmm. And we had to restrict, you know, the time, and that's where the addiction starts, with games like that.
Yeah,
but if you have parents who are not interacting with their children, don't develop a relationship with the children, we're letting them do hours and hours of video games and not having that, like Uno games and all those other family activities. That, to me, is where the addiction develops, because that's an anger. I've seen that. That's an anger that develops because there's no love in the household. If the parents are not demonstrating love, especially at a young age, you know, they say from 1 to 7 is the time you can influence your children, and they will be, that influence will last for a lifetime. But if that parent, to me, is not present and for those first 7 years, and they're letting that 4-year-old, 5-year-old spend hours and hours on a video game, violent video, whatever, and they're not even monitoring or controlling what they're watching at between 1 and 7, then, yeah, they're going to grow up and probably end up in prison because of the lack of love. And that's what I think is missing here in the conversation, is that I don't think video games cause kids to be violent. But a lack of love in the household, a lack of connection, a lack of relationship is what causes kids to be violent. They grow up being angry. And that's what these games about in the streets of Chicago or anywhere else, is that there was either a father missing, a mother missing, or if both of them are there, they didn't connect, they didn't have a relationship with that child. I can observe right now that my son restricts the amount of time they're on their tablet. They're not watching a lot of video violence on their kid tablet. But YouTube, when we bring up YouTube and we watch music videos, I'm like, whoa, that's a little too much. It's the music videos, to me, that are promoting more negative behavior in children than anything right now. Because if you have a parent who is monitoring, restricting, and connecting with those children on their kitty tablets, because you shouldn't even have a tablet in the hand of a child that's creating or promoting violence on that tablet. But if that parent is taking those kids out for walks, taking those kids to activities other than the video game, then I think that it's less likely that they're going to be addicted to it and go up on. But exposing them to that in the house with some parental involvement is going to help them when they get older with their peers who might be watching violent games in their house with no parental involvement. Just think about it. As they get older, they're going to have peers that influence them more than the parents. So if you didn't influence them from 1 to 7 years old, guess what? You're not going to have much luck after 7, because their peers are going to take over.
Yeah.
And then they're not even going to want to hear from you because you didn't show the love and have a relationship with them in the early years. So it's going to be maybe too late after 7. So let's get it done early, parents. Get it done early from 1 to 7. And then still be involved, asking questions, talking to them. What did you do at your friend's house? What do you think about that? These are some really bright, brilliant kids growing up. Right, this generation is amazing in their ability to think and observe and come up with answers to questions. They're asking their parents questions that the parents are like, wait, I don't know. Let me think about that
one. Look that up. I don't know.
Yeah. But we can't underestimate this generation's brilliance and ability to make better choices and not be totally involved in violent games, and when they are, to connect with them and say, now, what did you learn from that?
I think that's a very important point, because one thing she's saying that are distant from the children, and Susie's also saying, you know, when children isolate themselves, they're by themselves, they're playing these games, they're not interacting with people, and you got all this violence coming at you. And, yeah, the lack of there being a family involvement in whatever game you're playing has an impact as well. But, Bianca, you were going to say?
I was going to say, getting back to science, even when you take your daughter to the kitchen and teach her how to cook that particular recipe, the spices, whether it's turmeric, whether it's curry, what is salt and pepper, cinnamon, and nutmeg? Those are nothing more than chemicals. And the amount of chemicals that you put in a recipe, whether it's macaroni and cheese or whether it's tofu or whatever, they can learn from that. Then you take that to a change of state when you put it in the oven. Remember, you are taught to put most things under 350 degrees. Ain't no real quick. Why not 345 degrees? Why not 343 degrees? And see the difference in the results and how you taste with your taste buds.
Absolutely.
But
I
could
think
I
that's
add
the
something too?
Yeah.
Could I add something
and this,
to
it? I'm adding turmeric to my coffee this morning.
Could I add something
my
to
dandelion coffee.
Right, dandelion
coffee.
Something?
It's all about balance. It's all about balance. They're not going to grow up and kill people and be violent if they're watching kill people. If you're involved in their life and they have balance, teaching them to do cook, like he said, go to the oven, let's cook today, let's do this.
Naima.
But
Bianca, we'll get back to your comment. But Kwame, you wanted to say?
Yeah, and what we're saying is that they've done studies to where our children grow up and they see over 25,000 simulated murders watching just television, not games. So we put our child in front of a television as a babysitter, and and those cartoons that are put in on TV programs are programs that are being inundated into that child's mind. And what the sister in Georgia was talking to, the doctor was speaking of HAT, that programming is done by design, because what is the most important part of the child's learning ability is from birth to that age 7, because that's the next stage of their development from coming from the womb. Now they're onto the earth, and that influence, and then you're correct that their peers will do, because at the next 7, they're going to become what? Adolescents. And those lessons have been added from the time that they come out.
And the more you get them out in nature, and I know Kwame will agree, the more you get them out in nature, the more they're going to be able to compare, how do I feel in nature versus sitting here playing a stupid game? My granddaughter said, I feel so alive when we were at the beach and the waves were hitting her legs.
Amen, sister. Waves over
yet. I think she was 5 or 6.
Absolutely.
I feel so alive. If we can get our kids out in nature more and more, they're going to remember how they feel in nature versus sitting in front of a TV or anywhere. I need to go outside right now. I don't feel good sitting here all day watching this game or this stupid TV show.
Right, as we talked about first thing this morning, how do you feel in the morning? How do you make yourself feel? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling stressed? How can you feel relaxed when you're watching someone die or you're helping kill them in a game? Jody, you had a comment, and then we about wrapping up, ready to go. But Jody, what was your thought?
No, I was just agreeing with everybody. I mean, people don't do what you tell them to do. They do what they see, and they mimic that.
Yeah, right.
Just that simple.
So,
I've got parrots. You know what parrots do, right?
Yeah, they
each
say.
Other.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
rant over.
Yes. Well, thank you all for joining us this Monday morning mindfulness. Real quick, Bianca, you had another thought? I think he's done. And of course, we thank all of you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you, Beata, for joining us live on Facebook. We appreciate you. We thank all of you who've been a part of this session. And love and light to our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks. Join her again next Monday. Jody Susan tomorrow for us.
We've come to the end.
Jody Susan. Susan Essentials with
show in the archives at www.selfcare.com.
Make sure we care for those cells in our bodies. And think about what you want to put in your mind every day. And what do you want to put in your mind, the mind of your child? And what do you want to reinforce in your home with your treatment of them and what you're bringing to them to see other people doing to other people? What are you programming into their mind in the name of entertainment? Think about it. And choose something that brings love, peace, joy. I'm Naima Latif, and we'll see you next time on The Female Solution.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts,
I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world,
we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jeong Kujung. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.